Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a very good morning to you on behalf of all of us here at Big L and the manufacturers and distributors right throughout the world of Oxo. It's my pleasure to welcome warmly Katie to the microphone.
Hello, Katie. Tony. That music makes me want to dance, doesn't it, you?
It's very good, nice, Jerry Allen on the organ. Very good record. We get lots of inquiries about that, and it's still available. We could be calling you Sailor Katie, couldn't we?
Oh, yes, I'm getting very good at this, aren't I, getting on and off this boat?
I think you're rather professional, as a matter of fact.
Much I'm the daughter of a sailor, you know.
Are you? I didn't know this.
This
is where it comes in.
Part-time sailor.
You wear sensible shoes for it, I noticed that.
Oh, yes, that's half the secret. And roll with the boat.
And roll with the boat, yes. If only we could teach that to Paul Kay. He finds it, well, of course he's an enormous fellow, as you know. He finds it very hard to get off the on and off the ship, and we all have to kind of help him. And I'm not very good, but you're excellent. It doesn't trouble you coming backwards and forwards?
Oh, I enjoy it. No, I look forward to it, really.
We love to see you.
It takes nine good things to make each little cube.
It takes protein, meat stock, flour, yeast, caramel, salt, spices, onion and beef. In fact, it takes the extract from more than its own weight in beef to make your OXO. That's why OXO puts so much goodness in your cooking.
OXO gives a meal.
Man appeal.
Bum-ba-dee. We've got a good disc coming up for you. And then, Katie, it's over to you. What, thought for food have you today, Katie?
Oh, I've got a super recipe for you today. It's stuffed pancakes. These are really delicious, and they look rather exotic, too.
Sounds just the sort of thing I like. Do we need to give them a recipe for pancakes themselves, Katie?
No, I don't think so. There's a pancake recipe in almost every cookery book.
Good, then I'll just tell them how to make the filling. Mm-hmm. So I hope, everybody, that you're ready. Now, this is just a filling, as Katie wisely told you. There's a pancake recipe in almost every cookery book. So, the filling. You fry 2 chopped onions in 1 ounce of dripping. You fry 2 chopped onions in 1 ounce of dripping. Add 1 ounce of flour. That's 1 ounce of flour. And now you want to make sure there's plenty of flavor, so gradually add OXO stock made with 2 OXO cubes dissolved in 1/2 pint of hot water. To make sure of that flavor, gradually add OXO stock made with 2 OXO cubes dissolved in 1/2 pint of hot water. Bring it to the boil, season. Bring it to the boil and season. Add a bit of mushroom or tomato ketchup and 3/4 pound of cooked minced beef. Season, add a bit of mushroom or tomato ketchup, and 3/4 pound of cooked minced beef. That's add seasoning, ketchup, and 3/4 pound of cooked minced beef. Now, let that simmer for a few minutes while you make the pancakes. Simmer for a few minutes while you make the pancakes. Fill the pancakes, roll them up, and serve at once with vegetables. This sounds very delicious to me. Rather like the South American dish, Katie, enchiladas. Is that right?
But those you add some chili powder to the minced beef, and you cover the pancakes with grated cheese and pop them under the grill. And there you are.
OXO gives a meal.
Man appeal.
Well, we're going to have one more disc. This time it's from our climatist, and I hope you enjoy it. Well, that's it for this Thursday. You'll be back next Wednesday.
Oh, yes, I hope so.
Look very forward to seeing you then with some more goodies to eat. And in the meantime, say hi to Philip and David for me.
I will. Thank you very much, Tony.
You notice much improvement, growing in David recently?
Well, yes, I think so. This must be 1967 that's done it. He seems to have suddenly shot up, actually.
Well, Philip's fairly solid, isn't he?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, David has a good appetite, too.
Good, he's an OXO boy. Bye-bye, Katie.
Bye.